Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Dozens of Palestinians were killed and wounded in an Israeli airstrike late on Thursday on a post office where displaced families were sheltering. Israel said on Friday it was targeting a senior member of the militant group Islamic Jihad. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
The strike hit late on Thursday in the densely populated Nusayrat camp in central Gaza. Abu Ayman al-Shir said people were woken by a massive explosion and rushed toward the sound of screaming.
An entire block was removed tonight. What's also strange is that there were cries for help from under the rubble, people begging us for help, and we couldn't do anything for them.
Months of ceasefire efforts by Egypt and Qatar, backed by the United States, have failed to conclude a ceasefire deal between the warring sides. But on Thursday, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said he believed a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release may be close.
David Doyle for Reuters. Syrians crowded the historic Umayyad Mosque in the old city of Damascus to hear caretaker Prime Minister Mohammed al-Bashir speak during the first Friday prayer since rebels toppled President Bashar al-Assad. Victory and the liberation of the land is not just about breaking chains or raising flags. It is the birth of a nation, the restoration of dignity and the writing of history. Al-Bashir led the prayers, delivering a sermon that called for mercy and unity. Asma is a school teacher in attendance. Thank God we're through it. We're freed. We finally found the freedom we've been demanding. We've been waiting 14 years for this day. The Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group swept Assad from power on Sunday and have since moved into government headquarters in Damascus. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made a visit to Iraq on Friday to meet Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani for talks on the future of neighboring Syria. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has named centrist ally François Bayrou as prime minister. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
François Bayrou, who's 73, is a crucial partner in Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance, as well as a well-known figure in French politics for decades. His political experience is seen as key in efforts to restore stability, as no single party holds a majority at the National Assembly in Paris. Bayrou was recently cleared in a case relating to embezzlement of European Parliament funds. Former Prime Minister Michel Barnier resigned last week following a no-confidence vote prompted by budget disputes in the National Assembly, leaving France without a functioning government. Macron vowed last week to remain in office until his term ends in 2027. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Russia hammered Ukrainian energy facilities in a massive aerial attack on Friday that President Volodymyr Zelensky said was one of the largest yet on the ailing grid and evidence of why Kyiv needed more Western support before any peace with Russia. According to Reuters, Zelensky will attend a meeting with the leaders of Germany, France, Poland, and NATO, among others, in Brussels on Wednesday to discuss support for his country. Meanwhile, the new commander of Ukraine's ground forces plans a massive transformation of his branch to improve troop training, management, and recruitment, Kyiv said on Friday, as it grapples with manpower problems at the front. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has placed an employee on administrative leave after the Associated Press reported one of its coaches was accused of sexually abusing a young skiing biathlete, causing her so much distress that she attempted suicide. AP correspondent Martha Belial reports.
After the Associated Press reported that Olympic biathlete Joanne Reed had been sexually abused and harassed for years, other biathletes reached out to the AP and said that she wasn't alone, that that kind of abuse had been prevalent. Former biathletes said that U.S. officials tended to worship the European coaches. The European biathletes would come over and try to help out the team, and they would pretty much gave them free rein because they felt that they needed their expertise. Another woman who contacted us was Grace Buteau. Buteau said she told biathlon officials, including Max Cobb, about what was happening. I also have emails between Max Cobb and Grace Buteau talking about this European coach and the harassment that she faced with him.
Martha Belial for the Associated Press. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva left intensive care on Friday. Sao Paulo's Sírio Libanês Hospital said in a medical note as he recovers from two operations this week to relieve and prevent bleeding in his skull. Doctors operated on the president for about 2 hours on Tuesday to drain bleeding between his brain and meningeal membrane, which they said was linked to a fall at his home in late October. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.